This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, Toyota reported profits that were almost 15% lower than the same quarter a year ago. Part of this is the stronger Japanese yen, which makes Toyota's cars and trucks more expensive abroad. This news comes on the heels of its July report, which showed sales were down roughly 1% from this time last year. Sales at Ford and GM also fell last month. And on Monday, one of the weakest pieces of otherwise strong consumer spending in the U.S. was vehicle sales. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
It's safe to say that auto sales in the U.S. are leveling off.
Yeah, it does look that way.
Dave Sedgwick is a correspondent for Automotive News. He says it's the economy, stupid.
The economy expands, auto sales go up, the economy shrinks, auto sales go down. And a lot of people believe that the economy in the U.S. is starting to tail off a bit.
Another roadblock, leased vehicles are flooding the used car market, taking a bite out of new car sales, says equity strategist David Whiston. He covers the auto industry for Morningstar. He says car sales may have plateaued, but they're still high.
Plateauing at a level of high 16 million to low to mid 17 million units is still very healthy. So it sort of depends how you look at it.
Whiston says, remember, sales bottomed out at around 10 million vehicles a year during the recession. He says after that, car makers had the longest recovery since the 1920s. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.